This is Ozarks at Large. Under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, recipients are given legal work authorization. However, students pursuing a teaching career cannot gain licensure in Arkansas, even though they take the same courses and undergo the same training as their peers. A piece of legislation is making its way through the Arkansas legislature that aims to change that. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
House Bill 1594 is similar to legislation passed in 2019 that now permits the Arkansas Board of Nursing to grant licenses to qualified DACA students. Bill sponsor Representative Deanne Vaught, a Republican from Horatio, says 2 years ago, legislators didn't realize the impact that law would have on the state.
We didn't know when we passed that legislation that we would go into a pandemic and how that us passing that helped relieve the workforce of our healthcare system.
That bill has opened the door for Carla Palma to have a nursing career. The Fort Smith-based DACA recipient has just 2 semesters left of school.
I feel like, you know, I'm getting closer and closer to the finish line. And coming back this legislative session, I was like, I want to give what I felt and the sigh of relief and knowing that, you know, it's not the end of the road for you, for my fellow peers.
Just like the 2019 legislation was designed to address a nursing shortage, HB 1594 could help address a teaching shortage in the state. It could also help create a more diverse atmosphere for Arkansas students.
Growing up, I didn't really see many teachers that looked like me besides my first grade student teacher. And, you know, she was only there for a couple of weeks.
Maria Garcia has grown up in the Little Rock area and earned an associate's degree at University of Arkansas Pulaski Technical College. She planned to continue her education at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, but officials told Garcia she was undegreeable because the degree is tied to a teaching license, which under current law, she cannot obtain as a DACA recipient. However, Garcia received permission to teach second grade at a private school, but it was only a temporary solution.
And they did say that I had to go back to school and I had to finish my degree and I just needed a degree and get that done. But it's too expensive. So I have chosen to, not necessarily that I have chosen, but overall, I won't be able to be contracted back next year as a full-time teacher just because I don't have those requirements, at least the degree or the license.
Garcia has decided to take a step back from teaching, but wanted to support other DACA recipients by sharing her testimony when HB 1594 was presented to the House Education Committee last week.
This is important. Maybe it won't be a time for me right now. Maybe I'll go back to it later, but at least I'm trying to do this for my students, for people that that are for sure going to pursue it or that are thinking of pursuing it, and they don't have to go through the same things that I did, and definitely have that opportunity for my future kids that they don't have to go through the same thing that I did.
Maria Colorado does plan to obtain her teaching license if HB 1594 becomes law. She graduated from the University of Arkansas Fort Smith last May with a bachelor's degree in elementary education and is currently working as an instructional assistant in the Springdale Public School District.
And I love it. I absolutely love it. So there is no doubt in my mind that that is what I want to do for the rest of my life. That is the career that I chose. I just want the opportunity to be able to apply for teaching jobs because that is what my degree is. I have the qualifications. I know the material. I feel very, very prepared to be a teacher.
You can follow the progress of HB 1594 as it makes its way through the Arkansas legislature at arkleg.state.ar.us. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.